Okay, the next presentation is actually following in the same vein. This is Dr. Chengying Li from the University of Georgia, GCFID and ENOS for detection of stink bug infestation on cotton bolls.
Thanks, Mike. Good morning, everyone. You just heard a research presentation from folks in Clemson, South Carolina. And I'm from University of Georgia. My name is Charlie Lee, and my collaborator, Dr. Mike Tibbs. We did some similar research in Georgia. We were not aware of the similar research project is what's going on in South Carolina. But definitely we used a similar technology to attack the problem. And today I would like to share our results with you. So there has been enough talks about the importance of stink bug in southern states. It has become the number one, number two pests in states like Georgia and South Carolina. And bowl dissecting is the most reliable sampling method as introduced by Mike and other researchers. However, this method is time consuming and labor intensive. About 20 years ago, researchers found that plants can, when plants are attacked by herbivores, they can emit volatile compounds to attract natural enemies of those herbivores to kill them. And a couple of years ago, a researcher found that female southern green stink bugs cause about 2 times more volatile compounds to corn seedlings compared to male stink bugs. They differentiate the gender difference of the volatile compounds emission. Folks in Clemson, I believe, a couple of years ago, they presented a result of using the ENOS to detect stink bugs themselves, and also some late stage damages in cotton bolls. And today we heard some progress on that study, and they measured cotton bowl damage on the plant. So in this study, we tried to answer 2 questions. The first one is, does cotton bowl infested by stink bugs emit different volatile compounds compared to cotton bowls, intact cotton bowls without any infestation? We tried to measure stink bug infestation on those individual bowls cut off from the plant, as shown in this picture. And the second question is whether we can use the ENOS to detect this difference and severity when we cut the when we remove the stink bugs from the cotton bowls and we measure them individually. Similarly, we used a GCFID gas chromatograph flame ionization detector, Agilent 6890, to detect, to measure the volatile profiles from intact bowls and infested bowls. We used a solid phase microextraction as a sampling method for volatile compounds collection. Here, as shown in this picture, on the right, on the left, you can see we put an individual cotton ball in a 200 milliliter glass jar sealed by a Teflon septum, and we put a spiny fiber in it for about 60 minutes to collect volatile compounds. And then we inject the spiny fiber into the GCFID, as shown in this graph. The volatile compounds on the fiber can quickly be dissolved under the high temperature, about 250 degrees Celsius. And here is the list of the GCFID method. We set oven temperatures 40 degrees Celsius, and that temperature increased to 180 degrees Celsius at a rate of 4 degrees per minute. And total runtime was 35 minutes. So detect temperature 250 degrees Celsius. We used helium as a carrier gas. The flow rate was 3 milliliters per minute. And the column type, we used a 30 meter long capillary column. There were four parameters that are important in the sampling procedure. Permeation time, P stands for permeation time. That means the time we put cotton balls in the glass jar before we take measurement. And E stands for the exposure time. That means we expose our spinning fiber in the glass jar. How long do we expose the spinning fiber? And S stands for storage time. That means we, at the time during which we transport our spinning fiber from the glass jar to the GCFID injection port. It's very short, 5 seconds. T stands for the thermal desorption time of spinning fiber. That means we put spinning fiber in the injection port of the GCFID about 15 minutes to let those volatile compounds dissolve in the injection port. We use the same equipment, the serial nodes, 320 electronic nodes. Just now David has already explained the working principles of this equipment. And differently, we put the cotton ball into the glass jar, 200 meter, milliliter glass jar. We measure them. We penetrate the needle of the electron nodes through the Teflon septum and measure the volatiles accumulated in that concentration chamber. And here is the experimental data summary. We created six different treatments. Control, you know, without any damage, we put a net to protect the cotton balls. And pin damage, we use the needle to create some mechanical damage to see whether there's some difference. And for stink bug infestation, we used 2 bugs for 2 days, 2 bugs for 4 days, 4 bugs for 2 days, and 4 bugs for 4 days. We try to create a different severity of damage and to see whether we can sense the difference. And this table also shows days on the we put stink bug on the balls, and the ball diameter we measured using caliber, and those cotton ball size can be characterized by the white flower date. We can see we did this experiment on December 17th, so we can see typically we measured those cotton balls about a week or 2 weeks after the white flower. Let's take a look of the result, a gas chromatograph from 2 replicates of control samples and 2 replicates of infested balls. We can see 2 replicates have a good, showed a pretty consistent result. We observed the difference, overall we found the chromatograph from control balls and infested balls are pretty similar. This result was from GCFID. We observed one difference here. We can see the retention time about 2 minutes. We found volatile compounds showing up for infested balls, but not control samples. We also found some relative abundance difference. For example, look at this volatile compound at retention time of 9.5 minutes. This compound is almost dominant in the infested balls samples, but not in the control samples. Other than that, we found these volatile profiles are pretty similar from these two treatment. Another question is we want to know was how much are those volatile compounds in concentration. So we quantified those peaks. So each peak represents a volatile compound. We quantified those volatile compounds for control sample and infested sample. We selected 6 dominant volatile compounds from the chromatograph, and we integrated the areas, and we used an external standard to correlate the area, pixel m, multiplied by second to nanogram, the mass of the volatile compound. We found for control, the six predominant compounds, their concentration were in the range of 6.9 to 24 nanogram. For infested bowls, we found the concentration actually was lower. Six dominant compounds, their concentration were in the range of 1.6 to 12.7 nanogram. So we can see the concentration pretty low, nanogram range. We also used the ENOS to measure the same samples we measured using the GCFID to see whether we can observe some difference. Because of the conflict of the measurement of GCFID and electron nodes on the same day, we measured only 13 samples. We measured each sample twice. So we can see the relationship between the sample numbers and the treatment here. So in this principal component analysis score plot, we found generally there were two groups divided by this line. Those sample numbers on the right side, we can see we can categorize them into minor or no damage samples. And those samples on the left side of this line, we can categorize them into more aggressive damages based on those. You can see these sample numbers. Of course, we observe some mixture. We can see 15, 16 should be in the two bugs for 4 days treatment, but they fell into this minor or no damage category. Most of the samples here in this group from pin damage, control damage, and two bugs for 2 days. And we also used a hierarchical cluster analysis, and a similar pattern was observed from two different colors. We can see the red colors show the more aggressive damages, and the color cyan color shows those minor and no damages. Those distance were calculated, Euclidean distance were calculated, and we used a Ward method, and a very similar result was observed similar to the previous slide, which I just showed. So this is a preliminary study, and we found the composition of compounds from infested bowls and intact bowls are very similar, but the relative abundance was different. And the volatiles of interest were in very low concentration. We observed 6 to 24 nanograms for control bowls and 1 to 12.7 nanograms for infested bowls. I think this result is just opposite to the result just presented by David. I think they measured those samples from the bowls on the plant and we cut them off, so maybe that contributed to the difference. And ENOS was sensitive enough to differentiate between moderate and heavy bowl damages, but not between non-damaged and moderately damaged samples. Future directions, we need to run more samples and replicates to continue to test the efficacy of the ENOS for the stinger bug infestation on cotton bowls and in the field condition. We also need to use GCMS to identify those volatiles we observed in the GCFID chromatographs. So this study was funded by Georgia Cotton Commission through 2009. Actually, we did some experiments in 2008. So we will continue this study. And hopefully we can collaborate with folks in Clemson. And we also thank the excellent technical support from Tim Rutland, David Griffin, Jessica Colbert, and Blake Crabtree. So thank you very much. And do I have any time for questions?
Let's go ahead and withhold questions on that one as well and try and move along and stay a little bit closer. So thank you, Qingying.
Thanks.